I'm in the relationship right now, and my pain around it is that I want to be able to say my pain without him jumping to trying to fix it, or he trying to, I mean, he's feeling responsible for it.
Now, you just expressed your request in the negative, what you don't want. Oh. And of course, as a giraffe, you know you're not likely to get your needs met unless you state your request in the positive. So what do you want from this jackal?
I want to be there to just hear my pain.
Too vague. Hear the pain is too vague. It's not doable. Because jackals will always say, I hear it. I understand what you're saying. They think they do. They're not lying. But they see, they're understanding what their ears hear.
Oh, okay. I want to reflect what you heard me saying.
Okay.
Yes. And I just want to hear without you hearing any criticism.
So I just want your presence, just for your attention to my feelings and needs.
Mm-hmm.
And at any moment that you hear anything that sounds like a criticism or a demand, raise your hand to stop me, because for every second you hear a criticism or a demand coming out of my mouth, our relationship will suffer, for every second.
And give me space that I can navigate to my own solution.
And before you ask, give me any advice, please make sure I have submitted a request in writing signed by a lawyer.
No, yeah.
See. Do not try to give me any advice or fix it unless you receive such a request in writing notarized.
And when you say something in jackal way, I try to translate into in giraffe. Don't jump and tell me that's Marshall talk.
Now, that's what you don't want. You want me to say that's Rosenberg talk? see, saying what you don't want does not make clear what you do want.
Okay.
I know this kind of jackal's mind.
So, how do I make a request that in positive, giraffe way?
I'd like you to tell me back what my reasons are. I'd like to tell you what my reasons are for asking for this as often as I will in our relationship. And then I'd like you to tell me back so I know you see the difference between what you're presently hearing it as and what I intend and what need of mine is met by it.
Huh?
Well, let me try it again in fewer words. How do you take it when I ask you to tell me back? It's some psychological game, like you think I'm not intelligent enough. You know, like you're a school teacher, you know, giving me a test. Thank you for telling me that's what you hear. So what I'd like to do is tell you what my reason is for doing this as often as I do, and tell me back so I can see that you hear a difference between what my reasons are and what you now are interpreting them to be. So would you be willing to at least do it this one time to tell me back what my reason is? Go ahead.
And then he says, now I don't feel safe to open my mouth.
Oh, well, then he's really making life easy for you, because if you have giraffe ears, he's teaching you how to get both your needs met. See, if you can hear the need behind a no, the other person is teaching you how to get everybody's needs met.
He needs empathy.
He's telling you what need of his needs to be met in order for him to meet your need.
He needs for safety.
Yes. And so until you can receive a no as a memnoon, it will be very hard to enjoy intimacy.